The nation's top inflation fighter found himself in the hot seat this morning. Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell took questions from a Senate committee about why prices have been climbing at such an alarming rate. And senators also wanted to know if the Fed's cure for high prices might have some nasty economic side effects. Joining us now to talk about Powell's testimony is NPR's Scott Horsley. Hey, Scott.
Hi, Elsa.
All right. So just a week ago, the Fed, they ordered a big jump in interest rates, right, as it's trying to get a handle on inflation. How are lawmakers responding to that particular move?
You know, in general, Powell commands a lot of respect from both Democrats and Republicans. Members of Congress certainly know how unhappy people are about inflation, and they very much want the Fed to get this problem under control. That said, there was some grumbling about the timing of the Fed's move. All last year, as prices started to climb, the Fed was leaving interest rates close to zero. Powell and his colleagues thought prices would level off on their own once the pandemic receded. That didn't happen, of course, and instead, annual inflation hit a 40-year high last month. Republican Senator Richard Shelby complains the Fed waited too long to act and says now they're having to play catch-up.
The consequences of being wrong on inflation are now being felt by American families and workers across the country. And despite the recent decision to raise interest rates, the Federal Reserve still has a long way to go to get inflation under control.
Indeed, the Fed's own forecast suggests interest rates will have to climb significantly higher before they start putting the brakes on inflation. Mortgage rates have already jumped sharply in anticipation of that, and you are starting to see the effects with the slowdown in the housing market.
Well, does Powell agree with Shelby that the Fed waited too long to start raising rates?
Powell has conceded that in hindsight, the Fed might have acted sooner. He's acknowledged the supply chain problems he and others thought would be temporary turned out to be longer lasting. And of course, the war in Ukraine has added to the upward pressure on gasoline prices and grocery prices. There's not a lot the Fed can do about those supply shocks, but Powell did stress today that the central bank is determined now to address inflation from the demand side.
I think you can see from the moves we're making now that we do understand the full scope of the problem. We must restore price stability, and we will. We have the tools and the resolve and hopefully the judgment to accomplish that task.
And the Fed's primary tool for fighting inflation is raising interest rates to tamp down demand. Mm-hmm. That makes it more expensive for anyone to carry a credit card balance or get a car loan or a new home mortgage.
Right. So answer me this. If borrowing money gets more expensive and if people buy less as a result of that, wouldn't that mean a slowdown for the broader economy?
Well, that's the rub. Ideally, the Fed wants to cool off demand just enough to bring down inflation, but not so much that businesses start laying workers off. Democratic Senator Elizabeth Warren worries that in its zeal to control inflation, the central bank might go too far and tip the economy into recession.
You know what's worse than high inflation and low unemployment? It's high inflation and a recession with millions of people out of work. And I hope you'll reconsider that before you drive this economy off a cliff.
Powell says the Fed is not trying to provoke a recession, but he did concede it's a possibility, and a growing number of economists now think a recession's likely sometime in the next 12 months. Powell says a bigger risk, though, would be not acting and letting high inflation become entrenched. And for the moment, at least, most politicians seem to agree they're giving the Fed plenty of room as it tries to get prices under control.
That is NPR's Scott Horsley. Thank you, Scott.
You're welcome.